From the field to the track to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
The GW baseball team won their first game of the season as they played their first game at their home stadium on campus for the first time in 30 years on Friday. The Eagles beat Martinsville 4-1 as Dallas Deeds struck out 8 hitters over 6 in the third innings. The Tunstall baseball team fell to Magna Vista on Friday 11-3. The Tunstall boys soccer team beat GW on Friday 3-2. Jaden Hawker led the way for the Trojans with 2 goals in the win. Tunstall is now 11-4 overall and 7-4 in the district. The Chatham girls soccer team powered past Dan River on Friday 6-0. Delaney Haymore scored 4 goals as well as the 150th goal of her high school career in the win. Chatham girls are now 11-0-1 overall and are 6-0-1 in the district. The Chatham boys also beat Dan River 3-2 on Friday to improve to 5-6-1 overall and 4-3 in the district. The Chatham softball team picked up a win over Dan River on Friday 5-4. Abigail Custer had 2 RBI for the Cavs as they improved to 8-8 overall and 6-2 in the district. The Walsh drops Dan River to 8-7 overall and 4-4 in the district. In the NBA playoffs, the Oklahoma City Thunder handled the Denver Nuggets in Game 7 yesterday, 125-93. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander led the way for the Thunder with 35 points. Thunder will play the Minnesota Timberwolves in the Western Conference Finals. Scottie Scheffler won the PGA Championship by 5 shots yesterday. Bryson DeChambeau, Harris English, and Davis Riley finished tied for second at 6-under. Christopher Bell won the All-Star race at Wilkesboro Speedway last night. Joey Logano, Ross Chastain, Alex Bowman, and Chase Elliott rounded out the top 5. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.